What to know? I can't write anything new for you, reader. I can't tell you anything you don't already know. But you're still here, so I must have gotten something right. Or, at least, you can tell I'm not lying. I know the colors of your bruise, and that's not it. I know the way you feel about dark staircases and potato salad. Both are scary. But mostly, I'm lonely here on the other side of this page, hungry for everyone. At night you want to give your thoughts to someone, someone who will let you pour back and forth, the way you do between glasses to aerate the wine. Maybe, reader, I have let you down. Not enough images here, not enough insight. But my lover cut himself up, covered the back of his forearms in bloody stripes. Now, I don't think I know anything about love. Has that happened to you, reader? Has yours lost his mind, hid drugs, heard voices, and slammed his head indoors? No? Oh, neither is mine. Actually, I'm married now. We have 2 kids. While I write, he is brewing coffee, and later he'll lift the bedsheet corner, make a tent of space for me to crawl into. There, I'll pour my day into him. No, I don't need you, reader. I just wanted to make you feel less alone. I thought you might feel better about yourself, reading this, imagining me in your shoes. But I'm not this poem, and I can't hope to meet you.